Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tell us a little bit about what you and your hubby David do as part of being bushfire chaplains for the Salvation Army.
So we travel the South Coast. We visit communities and people that have been affected by the Black Summer fires. So we cover Nowra down to Mallacoota.
Wow, that's a big area, isn't it?
It's a huge area. It's beautiful because there's beautiful scenery and lovely people.
And needless to say, you've been probably very busy visiting bushfire-affected people.
We're picking up those who've already registered with the Salvation Army. So if they're already in our database, we're trying to ring people, getting referrals from other agencies, which is really, really good. And we basically just sit with people and listen to where they're at now, how are they going now, what's happening for them. Because the fires were one event, but there's been lots of things. That, and COVID particularly didn't help.
Of course. So you're a really good ear.
Yes, we try to be and sit and listen. So we met some beautiful people along the coast and heard some lovely stories, had some fun along the way, people telling a few humorous stories, which is really good too.
Yeah, but I'm sure you and David make a huge difference just by offering to be there to sit with people so they can actually pour their heart out and they can talk about their sadness and frustration and, as you say, also the good things that have happened.
We allow people to direct the conversation, so we don't push any particular agenda. It's purely their agenda, what they want to talk about. And some we're finding are just starting to go, I'm not okay, I do need someone to talk to.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, they've dealt with the basic stuff mostly, or at least there's plans, but it's the mental stuff that's now starting to hit them. And
let's talk about the Red Shield appeal.
Yeah.
It happens during May, doesn't it?
It does. It's a nationwide appeal for the Salvation Army. It's our major fundraiser for the year, for all the services that Salvos provide in the area. So it's happening, and local funds, 90% of funds that are raised in the area come back to the local area to help the local communities with the programs.
Well, that's awesome. And how can people help? How can people get involved this year to lend a hand for Red Shield Appeal?
If people want to volunteer, there's spots still open, so people can ring either the Batemans Bay Salvation Army or Bega Salvation Army and volunteer some time. That's always good. Donating money as well.
And how can they donate money this year?
This year we've got a few points around the area. So Bega Valley are doing a little bit of door knocking, a little bit of standing at different shopping centres. Yirrabidella have got a few collection spots around the place for people to donate. There is a digital door knock, so if people don't actually have physical cash, they can go online to salvationarmy.org, or they can call 13 Salvos. They can do through there. And at our collection points this year, there is a QR code. If you scan a QR code, you can donate that way as well.
Oh, that's great. So there's plenty of ways of people helping out this year, because as you say, there's a lot of people that need our help. And, you know, even if you only give $5, it still makes a difference to somebody's life.
It makes a huge difference. Just bushfire relief figures for Bega Valley and Yirrabidella, $19 million handed out. 6,000 roughly people, there's just roughly statistics.
Yeah, right.
And nationwide for the Red Shield Appeal, we've helped over 1 million people, distributed 150 million meals and 43,000 visits for people experiencing family and domestic violence. So there's a lot that goes on, as well as the other financial assistance and community things that Salvation Army are involved with. So.
Well, that's incredible. Aunt Wendy, thank you for sharing your story today. Keep up the great work supporting people, and everyone give generously to the Red Shield Appeal for the Salvation Army this year. Thanks for your time, Wendy.
Thank you.